Welcome to PDO Podcast, sponsored by the Early Childhood Education Professional Development Organization at PASHE. Here we explore news and views about exciting opportunities in early childhood education and how those who teach our youngest children can build rewarding careers.
Hello, early childhood friends. We're so glad you're here with us today. It is such an exciting time of year. There's so much positive energy in the air as we have graduates at both the high school and college levels. And we have the very good fortune of having one person in both of those roles today, PDO superstar student Emily Seward. And she is joined with us today by her dear mother, Jennifer, and Dr. Fran Langan, who is the Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Strategic Initiatives at Keystone College in Northeast Pennsylvania. My name's Roseanne Cordelli. I'm with the Early Childhood Education Professional Development Organization at PASHE, which provided some funding for our superstar student, Emily Seward. Emily is going to graduate next month from Tunkhannock Area High School in Wyoming County, not only with her high school diploma, but because she participated in a concurrent enrollment program, will also graduate with an associate's degree in early childhood education from Keystone College. So, way to go, Emily. We're so excited to have you share your success story with us today and know it can be so motivating to other students who are listening in. If you'd be kind, share with us a little bit about yourself and how you became aware of the concurrent enrollment program.
So I am a student at Tunkhannock Area High School, and I have been taking the early childhood education classes that we have in the district since my freshman year of high school. And at that time, when I started taking those classes, I learned about a program with a different local college where high school students could take college courses and earn credits towards an associate's degree. And unfortunately, right before I was able to begin that program, it was canceled. So I was looking at some other local colleges in the area with strong education programs, and Keystone was at the top of the list. So I met with Dr. Langan, and we were able to work it out so that I've been working on taking courses for my associate's degree for the last 2 years.
It's phenomenal to me because high school and all that goes with it has plenty of demands all by itself. But to take college level courses at the same time, well, it tells me a whole lot about you. It tells me an awful lot about the environment that your family was able to create for you to enable this to happen. It also tells me a whole lot about the supports that you got at Keystone College. I'm wondering, Dr. Langan, how often do you see a high school student accomplish what Emily has in this kind of short term?
Well, actually, this is a first, and it is the first time that Keystone is so pleased about the progress that Emily has made and very proud of Emily and her family, because, you know, it takes a village. Nothing is accomplished in a silo. However, I do have to say that in this particular case, passion, persistence, and the energy around the academic enterprise all met and aligned. And Emily was the embodiment of that trifecta. She was so interested. And you heard her say, as a freshman, she was very much interested in taking classes. And concurrent enrollment, dual enrollment, as we also call it, is generally only made available to students at the freshman or sophomore level on the counsel of guidance or the advice of guidance or teachers. And so she had already begun her journey by seeking that out from the district. And so they were also behind her, you know, behind her goal. And then we were happy to pick up, because I remember Emily being very disheartened, as her mom was when we spoke, that an initiative that had been started for whatever reason was no longer available. So they were very happy to discover that another opportunity was available. And I think that the PDO and some of the other supports that were available to Keystone College to be able to offer to Emily, they were also critical because, once again, college is not inexpensive, and the opportunity to provide credits that are covered by other sources of funding, I think, is critical.
Absolutely. I mentioned the family connection and support, and so did you, Dr. Langan. Jennifer, I'd love to pivot to you as Emily's mother, and I know you have other children as well. And so tell us a little bit about, you've had 12 years of Emily schooling to see her work habits, her time management skills, just her overall academic prowess. Share with us a little bit, what kind of qualities have you witnessed all along in her own academic growth that has enabled this to happen?
I would say since she was little, we always tried to encourage the kids to be curious about learning. Emily is the youngest out of a family of four. So she had her older siblings too, that kind of to look up to, and also a little bit of competitive. But I always tried really hard to instill them to be curious about learning, look at new things, try new adventures. As far as making sure, I would just provide them a reminder when they were little, make sure your homework is done and don't forget to pack your book bag or whatever. And they were always really good about making sure that they had their stuff that they needed for school. And they all seemed to develop good time management skills and the ability to balance their activities and their friend time with study time as well. She has always been really good at balancing everything out and keeping it all in line and getting everything done on time. So a very independent learner, loves to read and always has.
By golly, you said a couple of things that I'm in my own mind, I'm thinking check, check, check. And the primary one in my view, and Dr. Langan, I'd like you to weigh in on this as an educator, curiosity. I think most of us can memorize stuff, but the ability to think independently and critically, I think, is key. And I believe curiosity really underscores all of that. What do you think about that, Dr. Langan?
I think that what the adage indicates is very true. Curiosity is the mother of invention or innovation. And obviously, innovation and invention are the result of problem solving. So when met with the challenge, and it doesn't have to be an academic challenge, as Emily's mom said, it could be a challenge of time. It could be a challenge of socialization. It could be a challenge of navigating something that hasn't been not navigational. And then coming up with a strategy to overcome that challenge, that's what innovation is. And so it's great problem solving. And I think that obviously no journey in education is without problems. And I think that what Emily has illustrated is her ability to overcome those challenges. And also, I think we have to acknowledge that navigating college material and high school academics concurrently is not an easy task. And to do it with the fluidity that Emily illustrated, I think, is definitely noteworthy. And once again, I think supports are critical, to having the home supports. That is what really positions any student to be able to want to accomplish the goals. And then we were very lucky at Keystone to have PDO supports. I know we had good advising, and Emily might want to speak to that. Dr. Caroline Millen, I know, worked with Emily a lot. She couldn't be here today, but she will be at graduation, and we will all be applauding Emily. But I do know that our ability to have advisors on site for concurrent enrolled students was really something that was appropriate. And Emily, if you would like to say something about that, I would love for you to do so.
Yes, definitely. Working with Dr. Caroline Millen has been pretty integral to my ability to complete the degree. She helped me register for all of my classes, made sure I got into everything I needed to be. She really acted as an advocate for me as I went through the whole process. Being the first high school student to do this at Keystone College definitely came with some bumps in the road to some things to like work out, but she was able to help me navigate it all, and I definitely owe her a lot of thanks for all the work that she did for me.
Yes, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said there were bumps, because higher education is not necessarily used to this kind of engagement. You know, we certainly have many students involved in concurrent enrollment, but not everyone is taking the number of credits that you took, and not everyone is certainly finishing degree requirements. And consequently, we had to look at certain policies and procedures in higher ed. And every once in a while, Dr. Millen would say, now, what about this policy? And how are we going to work with this policy? So there was also a lot of problem solving on the higher ed side as well. And yes, indeed, you were right. She was a great advocate, Emily, and we were so lucky. We are lucky to have her working with us.
Are you an early childcare teacher who's wondering how you can advance your career at no cost or very little cost? That is exactly what the ECE PDO at PASHE was formed to do. The first step is to apply to the PDO for tuition support. Go to the ecepdo.org homepage and hit the Get Started button. One of our team members will reach out to you once you've applied and will help you enroll with a participating educational partner that best suits your needs and goals. Whether you want to start with a Child Development Associate credential or advance to an associate's or bachelor's degree, now is the best time to expand your career in early childhood education. Visit ecepdo.org to get started and learn more. Now, let's get back to today's PDO podcast.
You know, I'm wondering, Emily, how were you able to balance so much responsibility? How did you manage your time? How did you figure out to do that?
It definitely was tricky at times. Life is busy with family, activities, sports. But the biggest thing was that I always kind of tried to just keep it balanced. You know, I never wanted to take away from my high school life with college, but I also didn't want to disregard the college responsibilities that I had. So a lot of times I would work on homework whenever I had the chance. I would do assignments on my break at work or respond to discussion posts while we were like waiting at a restaurant. So kind of whenever I found the time, I definitely snuck in some homework and assignments. But really just through the whole thing, I was focused on prioritizing, getting done what needed to get done first. And I also just tried to keep the mindset that I knew everything would work out in the end. I always get it in on time. So it really just kind of keeping that positive mindset about it and just knowing that in the end, everything will be worth it.
And not procrastinating.
Excellent. Yeah. So two P words there, prioritization, and the opposite of that, procrastination. And it sounds like just those two things alone, balancing them, was a big part of your success story, I'm sure. So Emily, you will graduate with, is it 60 credits?
63
college credits. Indeed. So Jennifer, I'm sure that you and Mr. Seward have done the math and recognized the dollar value of what that represents in terms of college credits already in the bag. Remarkable, just remarkable. Emily, my goodness, where does a shooting star go from here? What's next for you?
I will be attending Mansfield University in the fall, going to do a bachelor's degree in early childhood and special education from there. So my credits from Keystone will be transferring, which is a great start. So 2 years already completed, and I will hopefully become an elementary school teacher after. That's my goal.
Well, we need elementary school teachers, and We need ones with the kind of organization and enthusiasm that you have. So are we understanding that you will dual major at Mansfield?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Pretty incredible. So Jennifer, what does that feel like to you? This is a huge accomplishment that your whole family gets to celebrate.
It is. We're all very, very excited, and we're celebrating with Emily that the school years are coming to an end here, and it's an exciting time. Also a transitional time, because I know she'll be moving on, but we're very excited. And of course, as far as tuition, we're very thankful to Keystone, because this opportunity, the value in itself is beyond what I can even put into words. But she has two siblings in college now. So we've had three in college here for the last 2 years. So we're really thankful for Keystone, because this gives her an opportunity to get her bachelor's degree with little debt. As you know, we won't have to borrow a whole lot for her to be able to go to school. This is a big help.
Indeed. Well, it's no secret that as one of the PDO's funded education partners, Keystone has a reputation for being so supportive of students, certainly through the PDO and beyond. So Emily, if I'm not mistaken, you probably took a lot of your courses at Keystone in a virtual learning environment. Did you take any going on campus?
Yes, most of my classes were virtual. I was able to take one class on campus, which I actually took this semester, which just ended yesterday. It was a educational psychology class, and I really enjoyed being able to kind of get the on-campus experience, because it's a lot different than being in an online virtual Zoom class. So I really enjoyed getting to be on campus, be with other students, and meet my professor in person.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. You know, sometimes there's a degree of convenience that comes with virtual learning, but it doesn't mean it's easier, does it?
It does not.
No.
Virtual learning definitely has its advantages. And if you're somebody that is really an independent learner that works best by themselves, reading, seeking out information on your own, then it's definitely a great option. And it is very convenient, but there is definitely some challenges that come with it. You certainly have to be motivated to complete assignments, to get things in on time, and to hold yourself accountable to due dates, even when you don't really have a face to put to the name.
My goodness. So I've heard some words that just jumped out at me. I heard curiosity, prioritization, no to procrastination, and now accountability. Dr. Lincoln, I'm thinking that she's hit all of the check marks on the assessment for success. What do you think?
I think you named it correctly. Indeed, she has. And of course, as an institution of higher education, we would love to take, you know, some part of that. We would love to have been a partner in that education. But I also have to say this, that Emily came with that goal in mind, with all of those goals in mind, to do well, to overcome challenges, to get ahead. And certainly, she is a prime example of taking advantage of opportunity. And I think that, you know, we see that in the results here. And one of the other things you mentioned when you were speaking before, Emily, you said something about, and if I had a break at work. So you also mentioned sports. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about the fact that, were you also working? Were you also, while you were a concurrently enrolled student, were you also playing sports? Because when you talk about balance, you were balancing many things.
Yes. So I was working as a server at a senior living up until August of 2022. So all the way through, and I started taking courses in the summer of 2021. So I was working through all of that time. And I'm also an intern at the elementary school in my district. So I've been doing that. And during my junior year, I was a member of the field hockey team at my school. So that was definitely something that was more to balance practices and games after school, and then coming home and doing homework. And it was definitely quite a bit. But again, it was all just kind of that balancing act. And then I'm also involved in the 4-H program in my county, and I have animals. I raise dairy goats, so that was another responsibility on top of all that. And then, of course, just having time for family and friends. So there was definitely a lot going on. There is a lot going on, but we made it work.
I'm wondering if you get more than 24 hours to your day, or if you just skip the sleeping part. That's remarkable.
Exactly. Exactly. I would ask the same question. And when do you sleep? But I do think, you know, you are a model of what many people aspire to be. And I think that you certainly want time for yourself, but you never want to lose that zest for learning and understanding and making things work, because obviously you have the recipe for doing that.
No doubt about it. My goodness. Well, on behalf of the Early Childhood Education, a professional development organization at PASHE, I would offer a genuine thank you. Dr. Langan, you have a personal and professional reputation as being the go-to person who is an advocate for students. And we are so appreciative and thankful, because we know you were really key, you and your team, to Emily's success in supporting her. Mrs. Seward, Jennifer, we appreciate that you certainly created the environment and offered the encouragement that Emily probably needed a little bit along the way. But Emily, oh my goodness, you are a rock star, and your trajectory is going to just blaze a beautiful, beautiful trail. We are so excited that you're graduating with this high honor, and to watch what comes from you next. We know it's going to be awesome. And so thank you so much, all of you, for joining us. And three cheers for Emily Seward. Please tune in to another podcast, and we might just hear a little bit more about Emily's future opportunities. Thank you so much.
That's a wrap for this issue of PDO Podcast. Tune in to more PDO podcasts wherever you access your favorites, and learn more about the Early Childhood Education Professional Development Organization at PASHE on the web at ecepdo.org. This project is supported by the Office of Child Development and Early Learning of Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services and Pennsylvania's Department of Education.